This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. So my husband got me this book a few days ago called Still Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative by Austin Kleon. You might already know this book, but I just started reading through it. In the opening pages of his book, he says, quote, "What a good artist understands is that nothing comes from nowhere. All creative work builds on what came before. Nothing is completely original. Every new idea is just a mashup or a remix of one or more previous ideas," end quote. In today's episode, we're diving deep into that truth and why it might be the most freeing mindset shift you'll ever make as a creative. As a writer, I'm constantly hyper-aware of other people. I people watch. I study how they are, what makes them the way they are, and one of my absolute favorite things to do is to overhear a conversation or a funny line and write it down. Yep, if someone unintentionally says something I find funny, especially, I'm writing that line down. Sometimes it ends up in a script, or it inspires another line, or I just read it back for a little chuckle. Comedians, writers, photographers, artists, we're all inspired by other people, right? We subconsciously, and other times on purpose, take from other situations and experiences and fold them into our art, our stories, our photos, our creative work. The first few pages from Austin Kleon's book is a friendly reminder that ideas will come and go in various forms. And if we recognize that they'll morph and change and take new form, it can change how we create. We don't have to hold them so close to the chest, right? So let's start with what continuously hangs over all of us, the pressure to be original. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on that Nola iced coffee from Blue Bottle, y'all. With that roasted chicory? Definitely try it if you've never had it and thank me later. It's delicious and reminds me of home. All right, I hope your glass is full. Cheers, let's get into it. So the pressure to be original. We're taught to value the new, the fresh, the groundbreaking, but here's the truth. The pursuit of being entirely original can actually paralyze creativity. It can lead to imposter syndrome, comparison traps, and the infamous blank page freeze. You know what I'm saying? And we can sometimes use that as a crutch to not pursue an idea or our creativity even further. But let's zoom out a bit. What if creativity is more like being a curator? So today I want to shift the frame. You're not here to invent from thin air. Your power lies in recognizing what lights you up and turning that into something new. Let's reframe creativity as connection. Every idea you've ever had is a result of inputs, things you've read, things you've heard, seen, experienced, or even dreamed. You're not creating in isolation, you're building within a rich lineage of influence. Okay, here's a quick visual. Imagine a mosaic. Each tile is a color, a shape, a style you've picked up from somewhere. Your job is to arrange those tiles in a way only you can. Your creativity isn't diminished by what inspires you, it's made richer by it. Let's talk practical. How do you actually apply this nothing is original mindset? If we're free from the burden of trying to be completely original, we can stop trying to make something out of nothing. We can embrace influence instead of running away from it. That quote's also from the book and from Austin Kleon. And that freedom, to be free from the burden of trying to be completely original, that's where the fun begins. And here's how to turn it into a practice with integrity and creativity. Number one, collect what resonates. Keep a swipe file, a notebook, a folder, or your notes app. Save images, lyrics, headlines, colors, phrases, anything that gives you a spark. This is your creative pantry. Stock it often, right? You could begin by starting a section in your notes app or journal. You can write down one thing you notice, like, or want to use every single day. You know, try it out for a week, see how it goes. Number two, study your influences. Don't just admire, understand why something works. Deconstruct it. Ask, what's the structure? What's the tone? Why does this work? I know I do this often for shows or movies I love or feel are done extremely well. I find the script maybe, or I deconstruct it while watching the show. I try to figure out why certain moments or lines or scenes work. And I take what I learned from that and apply it to my own writing. Number 3, transform, don't copy. All right, when you hear the words stealing like an artist, it sounds like you're literally stealing other people's work. But what you're doing is transforming, not copying. You're combining influences, reshaping meaning, and adding your own story and voice to it. Another way to look at it is to think of it like a family recipe. Maybe the recipe started with your great-grandmother. And over time, each generation added their own little twist to it. A little more spice here, maybe a plant-based swap there. Maybe even turned it into a whole different dish. By the time it gets to you, it's inspired by the original. But it's become something totally its own. That's creative transformation. Number 4, give credit and stay inspired. When needed, please cite your inspirations. It's generous and honest and also builds community. People love seeing your creative lineage, where your creativity was inspired from. Number 5, trust your perspective. Even if two people are influenced by the exact same things, what they make with it will be totally different because their life experiences, questions, voice, and curiosities are different. Think about school for a second. Maybe you were in a writing or debate class and everyone got the same prompt. Same assignment, same instructions, but every single student delivered a different story, right? Most likely a different argument, a different lens. Why? Because your experiences, your voice, all of that shows up in how you see the world. And that's your edge. You don't need to invent a brand new idea. You just need to bring yourself fully to what's inspiring you. That's what makes it original, and that's what makes it yours. Your perspective is the most original thing you own. So many creatives delay starting because they're waiting for an original idea, that spark, that light bulb going off, right? Part of this show, Originate Now, is to begin, to gather the tools you need and begin. And creativity starts with curiosity. If something moves you, that's the green light. Follow it. Build on it. Make something out of it. Add your heart in it too. That's where originality lives. Not in being first, but in being true. Here's a mindset shift for you. Instead of asking, has this been done before? Ask, have I done this before? If not, go. Begin there. So when I first started writing TV and scripts, I was obsessed with, you know, standing out like any writer would be obsessed with. I didn't want to sound like anyone else, but the truth is the writers I admired most, they had clear influences. People are inspired by other people. Yeah, you can be watching a show and be like, oh yeah, I just got a great idea. And it came from you just watching this other show. It's not the exact same show, but you're inspired by that show, by watching that show, by hearing that song. Once I started embracing who's influenced me, from Aaron Sorkin's pacing to Issa Rae's tone to Quinta Brunson's comedy and the whole wow factor of Chris Nolan, I started writing with more confidence and knowing that I have a unique viewpoint because it's mine, right? And you know what? My writing got better. I wasn't trying to be quote unquote original. I was just trying to be honest and true to who I am, what I bring, and do what only I can do because of who I am, my experiences, my views, and my life. Creativity flows when we stop trying to invent the wheel and start rolling with what already exists for now and go in our own direction. Okay, so nothing is original, but everything can be made new through your voice and your lens, your perspective or take on things. Don't wait for the never-before-seen idea. And another thing with ideas as well is if you think of something and someone else has already written it, or someone else has already made it or created it, it's okay. More ideas will come, right? And that goes back to my point of nothing is original. We sometimes can get the same ideas as other people, but it's what we do with that idea that makes it original, unique, ours. Ideas, they're endless. If someone made this one big idea you had, it's okay. More ideas will come. Just take stock of your inspirations and keep it moving. I promise you, more ideas will come. They will fall in your mind. They will fall in your soul. They will fall on your paper. Just keep going and begin. Start with the little, you know, little creative challenges, little things to get the flow going and see what happens. Don't wait for a never-before-seen idea. Start with what excites you. Remix what moves you and originate with intention. All right, what I'm learning this week. I'm learning to take bigger leaps in life in general and specifically in my creative endeavors. Leap, jump, give it my all. To know that in order for someone to see my work, I have to let them see my work. You know what I mean? Being bold, taking more chances, and giving it my all. This week's creative challenge is to take a song you're currently loving and change the first verse. It still needs to match the tone and story of the song. If the song doesn't have lyrics, hum a new tune at the beginning of the song, maybe. Just give it a try. If this episode gave you a fresh lens and resonated with you, I'd love it if you shared it with your fellow creatives, family, friends, and colleagues. Rate the show, and if you're not already subscribed, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember, the joy is in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official, and also our show's podcast at Originate Now Podcast, and let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.